Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
I'm so excited to have my friend Jeannie Mancini, president of the March for Life, on with me this morning. All right, let's go back to the phones. We go up to not too far from us here in Michigan. Marianne calling from the central Michigan town of Midland. Hi, Marianne. Your comments on the March for Life?
Yeah, I was not able to go. I can't walk that far because of arthritis in my feet, but my husband and my daughter were there. And their group were ahead of the banner, and they were actually witness to three young people, two guys and one woman, who were carrying pro-abortion signs. And they got to the point in the march where there were photographs of or banners of pictures of abortions and a video of an abortion. And the woman stopped dead in her tracks. She started to cry. She put down her sign, and she picked up a pro-life sign.
No way.
The two gentlemen left her, and there were a bunch of people in the march, pro-life people, who surrounded her with love. So don't ever think that this march doesn't change hearts.
Oh, my goodness. So that's two
wow.
people right there that we just heard in the last 5 minutes, Jeannie, that right there were impacted.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just, my jaw's on the ground right now listening to that story. Wow. That is really, really beautiful. And I think it's the power of prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, really think it's the power of prayer. Wow.
That's
beautiful.
Amazing. Marianne, thanks for sharing that. Wow, what a testimony.
Oh, you're welcome.
You should have them put that in writing and send it on to Jeannie so she could use it as a witness. That's phenomenal.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So Robin and helping that man who was post-abortive, regretting lost fatherhood, and then two people who thought that one woman thought she was pro-choice, and she saw the images, and she changed her mind on the spot. Wow. God is good.